be unto you in peace from God our Father, from our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't have a lot of time this morning, so let me tell you what we're going to do. There are three, to my way of reacting, three monumental words or phrases from the scripture reading just read. Actually, there are more, but we can only handle three. Things that grab and just don't let go. And those three are going to form our progression of the words that we share this morning. And the first word, a very unlikely word, and a very unsettling word, very improbable and frightening. It is in God's response to a people who turned away. In Isaiah's words, he turned to be their enemy. Merry Christmas. Their enemy. You don't want an enemy like that. You don't know how to get out from under an enemy like that. Israel, however, learned to flash a tarnished piety that went through the motions at the temple, leaving heart and life at the door, and that word of judgment runs through the prophets, runs all the way into the New Testament, and what's really haunting is that that's the way life can be at seminary. In the classroom, in the dorm, at home, in the congregation, in the parsonage, to the extent that we turn, whether to the busyness that forms our lives, and it doesn't get any better when you get in the parish. And not just that, but also the nicety and the propriety of the garb that we wear that becomes our identity. Or whether, on the other hand, we are simply burned out. It's about that time of the year, right? Burned out and empty. Hard to know a word to speak. Where does a person turn then when, if a person has already made one turn too many? If God has declared his people, us, enemy, and all of those things that form our turning with divine irony becomes his punishment on us. And that being the case, then surely what surely will follow me all the days of my life, maybe God, but not his goodness and mercy. There is a breathtaking bit of cold water thrown on at Christmas. Happily, and way beyond happily, there's a second word in this pericope that also grabs and lingers. I don't know if you picked it up or not. In their affliction, that translation says, other translations, in their distress, in their anguish, he was afflicted, distressed, anguished. That is to say, aside from anger at a holiness that has been besmirched, there is in the heart of God a responsive yearning that reflects and touches the distress and the anguish in the heart of his children. There is a connection so close that the Lord could feel, could sense that anguish, so close indeed that that touch, the sharing of the anguish, could properly be seen, it seems to me, as a hint of Emmanuel, God with us, Emmanuel, a touch fulfilled in what we celebrate this time of the year, the coming into an anguished world of one whom God named Emmanuel, one who, like us and for us, knew weakness and rejection. One who, as Isaiah says elsewhere, was struck down by God, afflicted, wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, upon whom the punishment that made us whole, by whose bruises we are healed, culminating in that heart-rending cry from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Sounds like he's facing the enemy. But he moves between us so that we don't have to face what he faced. This one, sent by the heart of an anguishing God, yearning for his children, commissioned to become third grabber of the text, Savior. Savior. Isn't that the name that God handed over to Joseph to give the babe? Jesus? Savior, for he will save his people from their sins. Isn't that what the angels announced? Today in the city of David, a Savior will be born. Isn't that what gave Simeon a jolt of joy in his old age? Mine eyes have seen your salvation. For the Gentiles, for your people Israel. I reckon that Isaiah, with prophetic trembling, close to prophetic ecstasy, was probing for and celebrating Advent. Not Christmas yet, but Advent for sure. Now, Christmas, we get 12 days of Christmas. Advent, we get 4 weeks. Would you believe centuries of yearning and musing on that remarkable, anguished yearning of God, reaching out to send a Savior so that we see Father and not enemy. In the name of our Lord, amen.